Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. And that is what Avanti means in Italian. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Move forward. Yeah, so you've learned an Italian word for the day. And you're hearing my guest today. Her name is Mary Ellen Dance. Mary Ellen, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So Mary Ellen, you know what she's going to do is you're a licensed mental health counselor, right?
I am.
And that's great because I definitely need one like right now. So hopefully you can do some live counseling for me. I appreciate that. But I wanted to have Mary Ellen on the show, not only because that, you know, she is an entrepreneur. So she's a business owner. We're going to hear a little bit about her journey. But if anybody of you that know me, listen to my podcast, listen to the show, or just know me in general, know that I'm a big advocate for being a well-rounded entrepreneur. There's many, many entrepreneurs that are successful in business, but when it comes to their relationships, maybe their marriage, their friendships, or maybe when it comes to their mental health, or when it comes to their health in general, they are not successful. And I'm always a big advocate that a truly successful entrepreneur is somebody who is successful in all areas of their lives. So relationships, health, mental health, and business. That is a good sign of an entrepreneur. So we're going to talk about that. You're going to give us some tips on how to be a well-rounded entrepreneur, right?
Great.
All right. Sounds good. So Mary Ellen Dance, greatest last name, Dance. I mean, I assume you're a good dancer.
Not at all.
Clumsy. Excellent.
Very clumsy. No rhythm.
Love to hear that. Well, if anybody knows me, know that my nose tends to be a little long. And people are like, you must be able to smell the coffee in Brazil. And believe it or not, I don't have a great sense of smell. So your last name is Dance. You can't dance. I have a big nose. I can't smell. We're going to go along just fine.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
It doesn't stop. I will say it doesn't stop me from dancing.
You try.
Even though I'm bad.
You try.
Yeah.
Well, that is the entrepreneurial spirit right
there.
Exactly. And my bad sense of smell doesn't stop me from smelling. I keep on trying.
Great.
So, Mary Ellen, so you are an entrepreneur. Tell us about your journey. Tell us, you know, a little bit how you got started and then the path of where you are today.
Absolutely. So I actually started as a drug and alcohol counselor at Unity Health System, which is now part of Rochester Regional Health. Mm-hmm. And so I worked at that clinic. I've worked in a few different clinics, counseling, learning, meeting a lot of great counselors. And I kind of fell into the path of going, having my own business. I know this really, really great guy. He had some office space available. I thought, hey, might as well try it. I know a lot of counselors who have a private therapy practice. And so for a while I did it part-time, just on the side with a full-time job. And then I was kind of in a weird place where I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I didn't love my full-time job. I loved my private practice, and I thought, why not go for it? Why not do this full-time and go off on my own? And that's where I am now.
Great.
Yeah.
So you had the fire within you to start your own business. And how long has it been?
It has been, so I've owned my own business for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it full time since this past summer, so pretty recently full time.
That's great.
Yeah.
And as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, what types of things are you doing locally to, you know, get, I'll say, customers? I mean, really patients, I guess. As a counselor, I mean, do you do marketing and sales? I mean, how does that whole thing work, right?
So it's really funny because I can't really go up to people and say, hey, you look like you need some counseling.
Yeah,
that might be a little offensive.
Yeah. You look like you need some help. I could tell that you're struggling mentally, and I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah. Exactly. Even though I know I'm biased, I think everyone could use counseling.
Absolutely. At least a coach, right?
Exactly. So, Someone unbiased to talk to that's a little bit different outside of your daily routine, I think, is helpful. Mm-hmm. But in terms of marketing, I bother a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I bother bother a lot of people. I have met some great people through doctor's offices. Mm-hmm. So I get a lot of referrals through, I work a lot with women. So I get a lot of referrals through OBGYN offices.
Right. Yeah.
I work with teenagers, young adults, college age. So yeah. I get referrals from pediatricians. I bother schools a lot.
Yeah. You say bother.
Exactly.
You could say that you're pleasantly persistent.
I like that.
That's what I
like,
I use
that reframe.
I use that a lot. Yeah.
I am excited about what I do and people can see that.
You want to help people. You want to sincerely help people.
Exactly. It's really nice. I mean, Rochester has a really, really great community of mental health providers. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of really great counselors. The nice thing is I've never felt competition with other counselors. Everyone always wants to kind of help each other, build each other up.
Right.
And so there's a lot of different health fairs in the community, things mm-hmm. like that, that are really great to go to. I've met a lot of wonderful people that way.
That is fantastic. So... you're young. I'm looking at you. I'm not going to ask your age, but I can tell that you're young, which is great. I mean, love the energy and the spirit. And, you know, I want to get your thoughts on this. So I have a friend, and I mentor him, and he's young, and he all of a sudden wants to be a business coach, and he's in his early 20s. And I told him, I said, well, how are people going to listen to you? Because you're so young and you don't have all this business experience. And he is like, I can offer a fresh kind of like millennial Gen Y perspective on marketing, on sales, how I look at their business and see what a Gen Y person would see and why it's going to work or why it's not going to work. And he sold me. So I'm like, all right, that's a great like case for saying, okay, I'm only 24, 25. I haven't owned 5 businesses. But here is what I can offer another business based on the fact that I am young, mm-hmm. where someone, you know, my age can't. Right. So do you ever, I mean, is that something that comes up when you're talking to people about talking to them about being their patient? Like, you know, how would you know what I'm going through? You are, you know, you're so young. Mm-hmm. And how do you handle that? Because, I mean, obviously what my friend did is he said, well, because of my youth, I have some great advantages that other people older than me do not have. So how would you address something like that?
Well, in a few different ways, actually. Mm-hmm. So first of all, with clients, I've had clients ask me my age, ask me my marital status.
Which I won't. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do that either.
Ask me if I have kids, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
And so I always put it back on them. You know, like what would be the difference if I was married, or what would be the difference if I had 7 kids or 0 kids? Like,
right.
Let's talk about how that would be different for you.
Yeah.
And that really creates a great conversation because it puts it back on them to say, oh, well, I guess even though we haven't had the same experiences, or I don't know if we've had the same experiences, you can bring things in a fresh perspective.
Right.
So very similar to the guy you're mentoring.
Yep.
I also like to tell people, as a counselor, it's not my job to tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I accidentally do because I can't keep my mouth shut.
Right.
But it's not my job. It's my job to offer fresh perspectives, different skills, things like that. And so that's kind of, I always remind people of that too. You know, you don't have to listen to what I say. You know, this is your life. You make your own decisions. Let's just try to look at things in a different way, and I can bring a fresh perspective to that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Hey, Mary Ellen, we're going to take a quick break for the big sponsors of the show.
Oh, great.
And we will be right back to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show.
Weekday evening, 6 to 9, it's Chad Benson. Join Chad for refreshingly different commentary on today's news on WOKR.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now. 800-419-2201.
800-419-2201. 800-419-2201. That's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details. Not available in all states.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
Something new in talk radio. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am here with a really great guest. Her name is Mary Ellen Dance, and she cannot dance, but she tries. She admitted that, so thank you for that. And so Mary Ellen is a licensed mental health counselor, and we're talking to her not only about being a business owner, but we're also going to get into, I'll say, some habits of success that entrepreneurs can implement into their life. So that they are as close to the top of the mental game that they can be. Mm-hmm. How's that sound? So you were telling us that, yes, you're young, but you're turning that into an advantage. And it sounds like also that you're turning it, or you're kind of repositioning it back to the person. Mm-hmm. Why does that matter? Why, you know, if I can help you, why does it matter if I'm 25 or 55, right? Mm-hmm. And I like that. I think what I've learned throughout my life is that people will try to make shortcuts in their brain about people and classify them as quickly as they can. And it's mostly for their own comfort, right? Their own security. And really often has nothing to do with the other person. It's just for, you know, they went, she's young. Can she help me? She hasn't been through marriages and businesses and divorces, whatever, you know. Right. And you can say, and so you kind of turn it back and say, that could be an advantage because I can bring a very fresh perspective that maybe other people that have been through exactly what you've been through are not seeing, right?
Right.
So I do like that very, very much.
Well, and I've noticed that people usually bring up my age and bring up things like that when we're talking about something really, really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So I also point that out, you know? It's a deflection. It's easier to talk about, oh, well, let's look at this than that.
Right.
And also, I mentioned I started as a drug and alcohol counselor when I was 21 years old, which mm-hmm. was absolutely crazy that anyone allowed me to do that at the age of 21.
Yeah.
But you see what I look like. Like, I'm blonde. I look fairly wholesome, I would say.
Yeah,
and so that
right off the farm. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And so then when I was 21, I looked a lot younger than I do now, too. And so I feel like I got a lot of practice talking about my age and trying to prove myself in that way as well.
Well, and I think, too, like I've known you for a whole of 20 minutes now. And I think you quickly kind of dispel the youth thing when people realize. And I quickly realized, too, that you know your stuff. You obviously are a true professional. And so then, you know, I kind of check that box with credibility and respect. And then you stop thinking about the fact that, you know, you are young. You still look young. I had a business partner back in the day, and she was actually a year older than me, but she looked really younger than me. Mm-hmm. It would always bother her that people thought she was so young. I said, well, number one, you're going to love that when you're 50 and you still look 30. Right. And I said, number two, I go, you know, you're wicked smart. You're very good at what you do. You have a ton of skills. And people will quickly kind of cross out that young, you know, suspicion with and, you know, and replace it with like, oh, she's actually really good at what she does. She's very smart. And then that will be replaced with respect. So that's the good news, right?
Well, thank you.
So you got that going for you, which is nice.
I actually am 50. I just have good skincare.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm 85 myself. So yeah. So you know, so I have been through. I'll say a lot of business counseling. So I've had some business coaches, and really, you know, I look back at one of them, and he really, I think he could have been kind of a licensed counselor like you, because he was more working on my mental game than he was my business game. And he would be, and the way he did that is he would say things to me that, frankly, often pissed me off, blew me away, the proverbial finger between the eyes, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I kept on going back to him, because he was giving me stuff that I wasn't getting elsewhere that I needed to hear to mentally bring my game. And he wasn't mean about it. He was. He always said that he would going to be strive to be candid. Yet tactful. Mm-hmm. So if I had the proverbial spinach in my teeth, he was going to tell me. He was not going to let it slide, right?
Right.
And now, is that something that is kind of a tenet of good counseling? Like, you have to be that person that doesn't make them, you don't want to beat them up, but at the same time, you want to tell them what they need to hear, right?
Absolutely. If I just sat and listened, I would be a wall. I wouldn't be doing anything.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, some people need that a little bit. You know, we all need to be heard and validated.
Yep.
But I agree. I think that people in counseling, people in training or coaching, it's important to hold them accountable and to gently confront them on, okay, maybe what you're doing isn't helping you.
Right. Yeah. So what does your day look like? I mean, are you booked with appointments all day, and then the other times you're just meeting people in the field, or, you know, like you said, going to schools, working with organizations?
Absolutely. My days are a little something different every day, which is great. I am booked with appointments a lot. I'm working on getting a group started soon. So that will be great. Hopefully I can do some more groups. Mm-hmm. And also I do a little bit of kind of in-service train the trainer types of things. Mm-hmm. So like going into businesses and things, training about warning signs of stress or whatever it may be, and to kind of look at that stuff. So that's an area that I'm working on getting a little bit more involved with too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what is your vision for the future? Where do you go from here? How do you continue to be fulfilled from an entrepreneurial bug perspective?
I think I have too many visions.
Yeah, well, that's part of the entrepreneurial curse, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I have about 17 projects I'm working on at once.
Yep.
I would love to. I never want to stop seeing clients. I love sitting one-on-one in a room with people. It's so fun. I've met the greatest people. But I'd also love to expand and do more groups, do more things like that. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I would love to kind of train, coach new counselors starting their own businesses and help mentor it. I have some great mentors now, and I would love to someday be like them and help other people who are like me right now.
That's great. That's great. So I like the idea of coaching new counselors to set up their own businesses as well.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I like that.
That's far in the future.
That's far. Well, you know, it is funny. As an entrepreneur, you know, many entrepreneurs, including myself, have a new idea every day, every week, every month. And you look at the truly successful entrepreneurs, and they are able to say, all right, what is the one thing that I can be the best at right now? And let me like maximize that. And maybe I stay with it forever. Maybe I maximize it, move on to something else. I interviewed a recent guest, and his philosophy was, you know what? If you give me a butter knife, I will cut down a tree. It may take me a long time, but I'll just focus. That's all I'll focus on, right?
Right.
Where some people have an axe, but they're hitting the tree all over,
right?
Because they have this idea and that idea and that idea, and then the tree never falls. And,
right.
And you know, and one of my I'll say mentors that I've never met, a guy that's done okay, Warren Buffett, he's done okay, and his secret to success is he says no 99 out of 100 times, and wow. And so he knows what he's really good at, which is picking companies to invest in. And he doesn't do anything else. And he said, he always says it's very tempting. A lot of the things he wants to do, they sound fun. But he is just so disciplined on saying no, 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 no. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning that. It's very tough. But I think for me, this radio show and my podcast, that's my yes. I love doing it. It gives me energy. It makes me want to do more of it. And then I get sponsors to support it all. And that's my butter knife right now, chopping down the redwood, you know? So is there a specialty that you have that you work on, or do you customize based on, whatever mental issues that are confronting?
So right now I like to work with everyone, like to, mm-hmm. take any clients I can get kind of thing right now, yeah. as I'm building up that kind of thing. But I primarily specialize in women's issues, couples. I do a lot of couples work.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot of like teen, young adult, college age, that work. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's a lot of mental health issues prevalent, a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression,
yeah.
a lot of identity types of issues. And so I love working with that age group because it's so fun and exciting, and there's,
yeah.
you know, so much life ahead of them and all of that. It's really fun to work with people on,
yeah.
not only their mental health, but also I had a client the other day who we were talking about colleges, and I am not a college counselor, but it was fun to be able to talk about that in relation to all of the mental health.
Like what's important to them.
Absolutely.
In a college, and why, and matching that to their personality.
Absolutely. Yeah, and yeah. where they're going to thrive and be most comfortable for their, to what they're going to be most equipped for.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So I want to talk to you since I want to take advantage of your expertise to talk to the Avanti Entrepreneur listeners. Who, you know, a lot of them are business owners or want to start a business. I want to suck your brain with great nuggets about how we can help them to be well-rounded, great, successful entrepreneurs as it relates to mental health, physical health, the whole works.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why this is so important to me, so a mentor of mine for many, many years, his name is Jay Golz. He's a great entrepreneur in Chicago. He's been on the cover of Inc. And he owns now a slew of businesses, but started with a framing company and just exploded, the world's biggest framing company, and a very, very successful entrepreneur. And he told me a story that really affected me, and it happened to him in the 80s when he was first starting out. So what happened to Jay, his name is Jay Golz, he went to an event where the keynote speaker was probably one of the world's best known entrepreneurs of the day. And we all know the company. I'm not going to say his name to protect the identity, but we all know the company even today. And this guy was the founder of that company. And he spoke in the 80s. And Jay went to the event. And so afterwards, Jay went up to his publicity assistant and said, obviously, great business success. But I have a question. What is his personal life like? How are his kids? Right? Because Jay had young kids at the time. And so the publicity person said, you know, is this off the record? And Jay's like, oh, yeah, I'm not a reporter. I'm just an entrepreneur. And so this guy said, well, actually, his kids are, they're not that great. You know, not that great, not doing too well. And walked away. And then stopped, came back, grabbed Jay, and said, you know what? Since you asked, I really want to give you the full answer here. And he said, they are really effed up. And he used the F word. I'm not going to. We're on this rated G show. But like one kid was on drugs, the other kid wasn't talking to him, you know, so really, so fumbled the ball when it came to raising, you know, well-functioning young adults, right, as a father. And that affected Jay in a big way. He goes, well, that'd be that's my worst nightmare, where, you know, Jay said that he would be a very successful business owner, but his kids were a disaster, right? So he took, from that day on, he said, I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure I'm not only a good business owner, but that I'm a good father, I'm a good husband, and that also, he took it a little bit further, that I'm also physically healthy, you know, because you see a lot of entrepreneurs that very successful financially, but they're, you know, two hamburgers away from a heart attack, right?
Right.
And so he was very focused on being like the complete well-rounded entrepreneur. Jay's, I don't know, he's probably about 15 years older than me, so he always was... and is, I don't say harping, but repeating that message. And anybody that he talks to, younger entrepreneurs, he's, how are the kids? How's the family? You know, how's your health? You know, because, you know, and so what are, you know, using your expertise, mm-hmm. what are some of maybe your habits that ensure that you are a well-rounded entrepreneur? You look very healthy.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also, and what are some, I'll say, mental health and even some physical health tips that you can provide our Avanti Entrepreneur listeners that can help them be a well-rounded, healthy entrepreneur in many ways?
So I have a few things to say, shockingly.
Yeah.
So the first thing is, this is an activity I do with myself. It's an activity I think that originally was, I think I did it in grad school originally, but I've done it with groups of clients when I do groups and with individual clients, is identifying your top five values, right? Or even top three values.
Yep.
And it's amazing to see, and usually I'll give people a list of, you know, 100 different values that are common. And it's amazing to see when people say what their values are, and then I ask them, okay, what'd you do today? Mm-hmm. And what they did does not match up with their values at all.
Right.
And so I think that's really important for people to remember.
Like what's an example? Can you give like a tangible example?
An example is I really value my faith,
yeah.
Right? But I can't remember the last time I prayed. I can't remember the last time I went to church. I can't remember the last time I had a conversation with this about somebody or
right.
read, you know, anything yeah. like that. You know, physical health is another one. I really value my physical health, but yeah. I ate a pound of cookie dough last night.
Right.
So just don't get me wrong. I think that can be
I've never heard too. That phrase, but I love it. Pounded cookie dough. All right. That's good.
And so I think it's important because even though that sounds like a simple thing to do, we often forget, right? We forget that, oh my goodness, my family is my number one value, but when was the last time I was home for dinner with them?
Right.
And so I think that's something that's really important to keep at the forefront of yeah. our minds.
Yeah. Are you walking the walk, talking the talk, right?
So exactly. Exactly. Because yeah. it's easy to get caught up in daily life.
Right.
And, you know, I have this meeting and that meeting. And, oh, of course my family's important to me. But I had no idea that my kid has the flu. So.
Right. Yep.
So I think that's important to remember. And kind of going off of that is the piece of self-awareness. So I dated a guy a few years ago who I said to him, I said, I'm feeling really, really annoyed.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, you know what, Marielle? We're going to take a quick break.
All right.
And what a great time to take a break, because people are definitely going to want to hear about the story, right? So, all right, Avanti, we will be right back.
Automotive, travel, finance, home repairs, fine living, and more. It's Lifestyle Weekends on 1310 WOKR.
The Home Depot presents this sports flash powered by SB Nation Radio on 1310 WOKR. The Buffalo Bills have signed a wide receiver, Deontay Thompson. Worked out for the Bills yesterday and was signed in the afternoon. He was recently cut by the Chicago Bears. The receiver spent the past two seasons with the Bears, appearing in 28 games with 9 starts. Yankees beat the Astros yesterday, 6-4. New York has evened up the series. They were down 4-0 going into the bottom of the 7th, but they scored 2 in the 7th and then 4 runs in the 8th. Aroldis Chapman gets the save. Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez, big hits in the ballgame, and New York will try and take a series lead this afternoon. More saving, more doing at the Home Depot. I'm Matt Harab on 1310 WOKR.
Flap. Pustule. Jowls. Nugget. Gurgle. Smear. Bulbous. Pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney.
Work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show and Dave Mamano, your host, and Mary Ellen Dance, a certified licensed mental health counselor who is helping us now, this segment of the show, helping us, giving us some great tips on how to be a well-rounded, healthy entrepreneur when it comes to not only mental health, but physical health. And she's talking about matching values to actions, which is wonderful. And I asked her to give us some examples, and she just was going to tell us a story about dating a guy and what happened from there.
Well, I told him one day that I was feeling annoyed, and he said, but you don't look annoyed. And I go, well, yeah. And he goes, how do you know you're annoyed? So I started going off. I go, well, I'm feeling, and I listed a bunch of feelings and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And he goes, you're so self-aware.
Right.
I said, well, you know, that's part of my training as a counselor. Right. But I think a lot of people really aren't self-aware. So to go into a little bit of, you know, counselor education, there's things that are primary emotions and things that are secondary emotions. So feeling annoyed, feeling angry, those are secondary emotions. Mm. And what that means is that underneath those emotions are a lot of primary emotions. And oftentimes people are only realize their secondary emotions. They realize angry, happy, annoyed, sad. Those are all secondary emotions when there's so much going on. You know, why are you angry? Are you feeling jealous, insecure, frustrated? You know, all of these things.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important to look at so people can be self-aware of, you know, I'm feeling angry, but maybe I'm not angry with what I think I'm angry at. Maybe there's all this stuff going on underneath that I have to figure out.
Right.
And so, I mean, not to sound cliche, but awareness of those things is really key to kind of fix and move forward with those things.
So like the onion, just peeling away the layers, right?
Oh, yes, the onion.
Yes, the proverbial onion. And I have a lot of layers, so yes.
Everyone does.
Everyone has a lot of layers, yeah. And how about just other success habits, like daily habits that people can do? Maybe you do these to ensure mental, physical wellness. Any thoughts and tips on that?
Sleep. Mm-hmm. Get your sleep. I hate it when I hear people say, oh, well, I only need 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Everyone needs more than that.
Right. How much do you recommend?
7 to 8.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
What about older people that, you know, just like they wake up and they can't help it anymore? Any tips on how, like my father-in-law, he gets mad because he can only, you know, he's sleep 3 or 4 hours and he's like wide awake and he wants to sleep more. Are there any tips for people that are having trouble sleeping but need to sleep more?
Don't watch TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
Don't watch TV. Don't look at screens. You're not supposed to look at screens for, I think, at least an hour before you go to bed.
Yeah. I want to shoot my TV.
What?
I want to shoot my TV.
You should.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Don't watch TV. Writing things down can help people get it out of their brain. You know, I hear people say that they have their best ideas at 3 o'clock in the morning when their mind is racing.
Yeah.
I think that's important. People who can't sleep, it's important to look at your bedtime routine. Like, are you going to bed really stressed? Because then of course you're going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning stressed about all you have to do the next day.
Right.
In that case, I suggest to people, kind of making short to-do lists is really helpful. I see people that have to-do lists a mile long, and it's like, well, of course you're going to be stressed. Why don't you look at, okay, tomorrow I'm going to accomplish these two things.
Yep.
And then if I can do more, here are a few more things, but that's it.
Yeah.
Not setting ourselves up for failure in that way.
Yeah.
I think having a good morning routine is really important too. Eat breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's very important. And having time to ourselves is, even if it's 5 minutes a day, having some quiet time. Turn off the radio in the car. Not this radio
station, obviously. Not at noon to 1. Right, yeah, yeah. Maybe around 2 o'clock, yeah.
You know, but having that quiet time to kind of reset our brains. We're always, in this day and age, there's screens. There's always things going on that we're distracted by. And so having those distractions, really, they get to us.
Yep. Well, you just gave gold. So let me reiterate some of those things. So you're right. So Jack Welch, who in his heyday of running GE was arguably the most successful CEO in the world, and he would every day take some time to himself. And so he's running GE, which was the largest company in the world at the time. He every day would shut his door, turn off his phone, and his secretary knew to leave him alone. And he would spend 10, 15 minutes just looking out the window. And just think. So important. And then, you know, going to bed, no screens, all that stuff. Totally agree with you. Not only because of the light, but also just because of maybe if you're watching the news. I mean, it's so stressful and annoying, right? But also too, what I found, a lot of people will take do a gratitude journal, and every night before they go to bed, they'll write, you know, 2 or 3 things that they're grateful for. And it says I haven't done this, but people say that it really can transform your life in a very positive way, right?
Absolutely.
And then they list of priorities. You know, it's like, there's a saying, if you have more than 2 priorities, you have none.
Right.
Right. So because you're trying to do all these things that once you get nothing done. And, you know, so Darren Hardy, a mentor of mine, he learned from a billionaire his habit of success. And what he would do is he would have, it was called Sunday night planning. And on Sunday night, he would write down like everything in his brain. He would just write like, I need to do this and this and this and this and this. It'd be like 20 things. Mm-hmm. And he would always say, there's no way I'm going to get these 20 things done. Mm-hmm. And so then he would pick the top 3. All right. What are the vital 3 at the most that I need to get done the following week? And then what he would do is he would create a quadrant. And quadrant 1 would be like the most vital thing, priority number 1, and then 2, and then 3. And then all the rest, the last quadrant was all the other stuff. Yeah. And he wouldn't even look at that. He wouldn't even do priority number 2 until he finished number 1.
Right.
And that was his secret to success. Mm-hmm. Of just focus. And so then people say they look at the whole staircase at once and they have an anxiety attack. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to climb that whole staircase at once. You're going to do it step by step. And so how can you also break down your staircase of priorities? Well, one at a time, right? Mm-hmm. So very important with that. So important.
Absolutely.
And then just like the bigger thing you said is just sleep. You know, it's funny. People do like there's almost like this bravado thing like, oh, I only need 3 or 4 hours, like you said. Mm-hmm. And you look at people that have done that for a long time and they're just not all there. And they don't look great either, right? So when you look at the things that are important to lead a healthy, good life. You know, on that list, of course, sleep, healthy eating, exercising, water, good relationships, et cetera, service to others, all very important stuff. But so Dr. Oz, whether you like him or not like him, but I think he's very true. He's been asked, what is the number one thing to, for good health? And his response is sleep. So out of everything, water, good eating, good exercise, the whole works, sleep is number one. Sleep is number one.
Well, I'm sure you've heard the common new phrase, hangry, when
yeah.
you're hungry and angry. I don't understand why tangry isn't a phrase, because I get yeah. very angry when I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people do, and they don't realize it.
Oh, people know when I have not had a good night's sleep. Like, Dave, are you okay? I'm like, yes, leave me alone. Yeah, no, absolutely. I like that. You want to start that, tangry?
I've tried to start it. It's not catching on.
Yeah. I think now that you've said it on radio, that we're gonna get it going. I'm tangry today. It's funny. I really felt the effects. We're funny. We're talking about this because last week my poor daughter, because of an appendicitis and then infection, we were in the hospital a lot the past 2 weeks. And my wife and I, we would take turns sleeping over. And of course, you don't sleep well in the hospital. And then last weekend was my high school reunion. And since I was class president, I had to plan everything and be there. So it was like a week in the hospital, Friday night out late, Saturday night out late, and my sleep was just off. And I woke up yesterday morning at like 3 a.m. and could not go back to sleep to save my life. So yesterday during the day, oh my God, I was so tired and maybe I'll say a little bitchy, but and it's so hard to function when you're exhausted, you know, you can't think. And your body is, last night, I went to bed at 9:30 and I woke up at 6 and I'm back. Yeah. I'm back. You know?
So let me ask you a question. You actually bring up a good point, Dave. So through the biggest thing I hear is that, oh yeah, all of this is great. I can eat well. I can sleep. I can drink enough water when life is going well. But what about when shit happens? When my daughter has appendicitis, when I have to go away, things like that. So how do you take care of yourself during that time?
Well, I did whatever I could. So, sleep did the best, but the nurses, God bless them, they're wonderful, but they come in every 2 hours, the buzzers, blah, blah, blah. So you wake up, you don't get some good REM, right? When I could during the day, I would take a 20-minute nap here and there, but just try to catch up. But it was somewhat fruitless, even though I gave it a shot. But other things I could do is I could eat well, so going down to the hospital cafeteria, it's funny, it's supposed to be a healthy place, but there's pizza, there's burgers, but I would get a salad. I got a salad quite often to just stay healthy. And drink lots of water. Drink a lot of water just to, keep fluid. And then when I would go home, I would hop on that treadmill for an hour before, and then take my shower and then go back to the hospital. So I was very instigative in trying to do the best that I could, despite the fact that, there were some guns pointed at me, right?
Right. Well, and I think that's so important, to have those healthy habits even when it's not easy to.
Well, where a lot of people fall down is when they're traveling, right? They're on the road, and it's easy to eat airport food. You've been on the plane for 6 hours, and you're hungry, and you get off at the airport, and you're look at that, like this big cheeseburger in front, and then your defenses are down, you're hungry, and then maybe you don't exercise as much on the road when you're on business. And then, of course, if you're meeting clients out for business, you're going to have some beers, wine, drinks, and then you don't wake up in the morning early to work out, and then you get back, and it takes a few days to catch up again. So to your point, even when kind of the odds are against you, and the circumstances are against you, you do have to really be instigative and still trying to do whatever you can to fight everything that is the current is against you at that time, right?
Right.
So
right. Well, it's just a matter of, don't get me wrong, I eat cheeseburgers and all of that, but it's a matter of knowing when it's okay and when you need to take care of yourself a little bit more.
Right, yeah.
And I encourage people to think of themselves like they would think of a significant other or best friend. What would you tell that person? Would you say, hey, keep running ragged and keep only drinking coffee and not having any food and not sleeping? No, you would say, hey, take a break.
Yeah.
And so reminding yourself of that too.
Yeah, and like you said too, it's okay to have a cheeseburger, but not every day, right? You know, I mean, even so Jim Rohn, who's a famous business philosopher, you know, an apple a day, great. 50 apples a day, you know, not great, right? So really it's about logic and moderation, right? So yeah, am I going to give up cheeseburgers? Probably not. I love a good cheeseburger every now and then. But do I eat as much of them as I did when I was in my 20s? I don't do that either, you know?
Right. Well, and especially if you're an entrepreneur, business owner, it's important you are your best asset, right? You're your best talent. You're your best. Your brain is what you need to run your business. And so that's why it's important to take care of yourself.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I mean, you're the captain of your ship, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. How about meditation? Do you meditate or what do you know about meditation?
So I'm bad at meditation. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. It is fantastic. I am bad at it. What I would suggest.
I love the honesty. And the self-awareness.
Absolutely. I encourage other people to meditate that are good at it. I think that people oftentimes think of meditation as I'm going to sit with my legs crossed, with my fingers, you know, in that way, saying om, which that can be great. But meditation for a lot of people, like the owner of GE, could just be staring out the window for a few minutes.
Different forms, right?
Yeah. Exactly. There are some great guided meditations. Mm-hmm. If someone's interested in meditation, especially if you're having trouble sleeping, some guided meditations can really help.
Yeah.
You know, if you just YouTube or Google some guided meditations or progressive muscle relaxation meditations, those can be really great for, instead of just sitting there thinking, gosh, how do I meditate? They kind of tell you what to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at my phone quickly. I'm not being rude, but I have an app that I use, and it's called Meditation Studio.
Ooh.
And it's I think it was a one-time fee of, I don't know, something less than $10. And it's full of guided meditation. So you could sleep, whatever worry, anxiety, depression, energy, whatever you're looking for. They have some guided meditations to help you through that. So a friend of mine's friend started that. And so, I mean, for less than $10 a year, you get all these guided meditations. So I'm looking at the time, and I have to tell you, Mary Ellen, this went way too fast.
It did.
I went, you know, the old adage, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Very true. But I feel like I want to have you back on the show to continue to share your tips and insights to help us all be really as healthy as we could be when it comes to being just not only a great person, but specifically a business owner, entrepreneur in general, because you are one too. So you are the one that needs to really walk the walk, right?
Right, you know? Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So before we go, Mary Ellen Dance, where can people want to reach out to you, get in touch with you. How can they do that?
Well, the good news is I'm the only Mary Ellen Dance in the world. So
wow.
If you Google me, you'll find me.
Nice.
Well, at least the only one on the internet, which
right.
I think.
Yeah, yeah, excellent.
So my private practice is called Thrive Therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find me at thriveinrochester.com.
Okay.
I also do some work out of another practice called Seasons of Change Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So either of those, I kind of work, I own Thrive Therapy, but I do some work out of Seasons of Change Wellness.
Very
as
cool.
Well. So you can find me on both places.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I am so excited for you. Congratulations on being an entrepreneur and really helping people. And you could see in your spirit, your eyes, your face that you love what you do. And you found out at an early age. A lot of people don't find out until later, like what their calling is. And, you know, whenever you could find out what gives you great energy as a business owner and do more of that, you're going to continue to get great energy and obviously convert that to a sustainable business when it comes to revenue. And it seems like you're doing it all. So congratulations.
Thank you. I know it's cliche, but finding the thing that doesn't feel like work.
Exactly. You pinch yourself. You got to pinch yourself every now and then. It's about like, I get paid to do this?
Oh, absolutely.
This is fantastic.
Absolutely. Yep. But I'm really nosy, and as your therapist, I can be nosy, and
right,
I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Well, Mary Ellen, thank you so much. Folks, we have Mary Ellen Dance. Google her, find her. She's all over the only Mary Ellen Dance in the world that she, that we know about. And always, you can always email me at david@davidmamano.com, and I can personally connect you with her. And so thanks so much. Great having you on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have you back. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneurs Show. And last but not least, if you or someone you know would like to be considered to be a guest on my show, I'm always looking for very interesting business owners, CEOs, entrepreneurs, or just movers and shakers in the business community. Love to have you. Once again, you can email me at david@davidmamano.com, and have an awesome day.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.